Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID. He says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin.
Does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied? Well, just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming
on
your podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
That's what I want to know.
I wasn't happy.
Oh, don't give me that. You were very happy.
I was not happy.
Absolutely giddy.
Giddy? No,
giddy.
I was not
you
giddy.
You were giddy.
Giddy? I was not giddy.
You were giddy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
What are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
I am Captain Chaos.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Did you see Joel Osteen, the televangelist? He is going to return $4.4 million that he got in COVID disaster loans, even though he has over 350 employees in his ministry, and he needed the money to keep them on the payroll. He's returning $4.4 million. The ex-con who runs the gallery where Hunter Biden is selling his paintings, he has two employees. He's gotten $580,000. Considerably more per employee than Joel Osteen, the reverend, has gotten. And guess what? Georges Burgess, the ex-con, who is the runs the gallery where Hunter is selling his paintings, he's not returning any of his $580,000, even though Osteen had to return $4.4 million or decided
all
to
return. All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, there's a great headline in the Business Insider that's a sort of a lefty website about Hunter Biden. Here's the headline. Hunter Biden isn't Trump, but what he's up to is bad and deserves your attention, even if you hate Fox News. Methinks they doth protest too much. Just let the people make up their own mind after they read your story. Time now for the Chump Line.
Sanjay Gupta is not a doctor. He just plays one on TV.
I would trust Marcus Welby or Dr. Kildare a lot more than I would trust Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
William Shatner has been to the border of Earth more times than Kamala Harris has been to the border of Mexico.
We got to play some of the Kamala Harris cuts. She's turning into Joe Biden. They're all turning into Joe Biden. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Charlie Parker here in Massachusetts, they all have become incoherent. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown. As his fame grows on a daily basis, from food courts to college football to presidential motorcades, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon.
Howie, Biden the tyrant calling. Come on, man. My supply chain disruption task force will be just as capable of fixing this issue as my COVID-9 task force has been at defeating COVID. We're going to put y'all supplies back in chains. Not a joke.
The only unit you put together that really worked was the voter fraud unit, which, as you said, was probably the most inclusive in American history. It certainly worked, didn't it, Joe? By your own admission, it was top of the line, state of the art.
Plugs has a pan to fix the supply chain, but trying to explain it causes him pain. He's hoping to correct something he wrecked, and that's what makes this whole thing insane.
Limerick guy is on a roll this week. He got in pan instead of plan, and Shane instead of chain. He's staying up with the news. Ripped from today's headlines, the Limerick guy's limericks.
I think Joe Biden's official presidential portrait should be the back of his head as he's walking away from the podium.
We got some other Joe cuts we'll play as Joe musical cuts. Jambalaya is another one from Hank Williams that we can play. It mentions a guy named Joe.
Joe Biden said he's putting Hunter in charge of fixing the supply chain.
Yeah, but, you know, who really wants cocaine for Christmas to put in their kids' stockings? Not too many people. Hunter probably, though. He probably does. 413 says, I trust Dr. Strangelove before I would trust Dr. Gupta.
Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's shared bank account only has $599 in it now.
Get it? Get it? See, that will be under the threshold. There'll be a lot of bank accounts that have under $600 in them. Just like, you know, when they passed the millionaire's tax in Massachusetts. Guess what? Nobody's going to be making $1 million a year in Massachusetts except for maybe Bob Kraft and Abigail Johnson. And that's about it.
Mr. President, are you allowed to take questions today?
I think the answer henceforward is no, every day, unless otherwise indicated.
So if Joe was Obama's insurance policy and Kamala is Joe's insurance policy, I shudder to think who Kamala's insurance policy will be.
Well, until they can approve a new vice president, it will be Nancy Pelosi. That's a pretty good insurance policy, wouldn't you say?
Hey, you have to give Joe Brandon some credit. He did manage to unite the entire country against him.
Yeah. Do you see his numbers on the border? He has a 23% favorability rating on his border policies. But the border's closed. The border is safe and secure, just like it's always been. That's what the Biden people say. Again, it's like Dan Hininger said in the Wall Street Journal, we're in an alternative reality universe. And people have asked me, did you put that on Howie's homework? That's behind a paywall, unfortunately. I try to put the stories that are not behind paywalls on Howie's homework. And if you want to see the stories we're talking about or that seem most interesting today, you can always go to HowieCarshow.com and just, it's usually at the top of the page, Howie's homework. And we have links to all the interesting stories, or the interesting stories that aren't behind paywalls anyway.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. The folks in the various sectors of the community need to recognize and understand the impact of climate change. Not only has global warming melted the Mount Greylock Glacier, but we're now experiencing hot weather during the summer, along with longer days, tropical storms, and giant puddles. I promise if we pass the TCI today, I'll be just as successful in keeping the leaves alive as I was at keeping folks alive in the nursing homes.
You can see why Charlie Parker wants to pivot away from COVID-19 to the climate crisis, or as Joe Biden calls it, the climate crisis. Because after all, he was number three in deaths per capita in the nation, and number one in unemployment in the nation for at least 2 months last year. So now he's ready to save the polar bears and the penguins alike.
Do you think
at the respective polls.
Do you think Charlie Baker fell for the Blue Hills volcano story?
You know, Taylor, the old saying, those who believe in nothing will fall for anything. Don't you think that sums up Charlie Parker to a T? And I mean the MBTA, which he's also dreadfully mismanaged.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And dial 844-500-4242 and press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line, if you heard your message, good for you. If you didn't hear your message, you may be able to hear it again, or you want to hear more messages, you can listen to Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is the second Chump Line of the day. All different messages from today. And we post Chopped Chumps around 7 o'clock Eastern Time every weeknight. And you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every day at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, considering sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown as his fame grows on a daily basis. From food courts to college football to presidential motorcades, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Let's go, Brandon!
I think Joe Biden's official presidential portrait should be the back of his head as he's walking away from the podium.
How about him just asleep at the wedding of his nephew or niece, whoever the hell got married the other day in Delaware or Pennsylvania? Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need the few free hours left over in the day to spend quality time with loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables and figuring out the seasonings I need. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, giving me a head start on meals and freeing up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. Since it's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, HelloFresh saves me both a trip and a buck. Plus, with farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15 minute recipes make for fast and no fuss weekend dinners with the family. Patrice from Arlington, one of our regular listeners who loves HelloFresh, she sends me emails occasionally about what she's been making. This week she's been making easy cottage pie with cheesy cheddar mashed potatoes. Boy, does it look good. Ground beef, russet potatoes, green peas, and tomato sauce base, and flour. It even comes with flour, a tablespoon of flour.
Well, even that's getting hard to find in some places.
That's flour. True, yeah. And soy sauce, and so you don't have to buy a lot of soy sauce that you may not use all the time. And you get a half cup of cheddar cheese shredded. It all comes right in this package, which arrives on your doorstep once a week. Right, Taylor?
Yeah. Tonight I'm going home to something that I wouldn't normally try, wasabi soy chicken. My wife and I, we enjoy sushi, and sushi comes with wasabi. I don't touch the wasabi. I don't really care for it.
But no, me neither.
Because HelloFresh has been so on target with everything else, I'm willing to give this a shot, and I'll give a final report on the dish
tomorrow, in
the near future, yes.
All right. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers, that sounds good, or crispy maple mustard chicken are also a hit for family and of everybody, parents and kids alike. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback, in case you haven't noticed. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's going to win the Virginia governor's race, Glenn Youngkin or Terry McAuliffe?
I'm going to say Terry McAuliffe, unfortunately.
23% say Terry.
All right. There's a new story out. The Federalist just posted it saying that they've uncovered documents. I don't know how they got them, but I haven't read the story yet. I just read the headline saying that Terry McAuliffe, when he was governor of Virginia the first time back in, 4 years ago, 8 years to 4 years ago, his administration was pushing a critical race theory, CRT, in the public schools. Although he has said publicly in this campaign that he doesn't know what critical race theory is, but that anyone who opposes critical race theory is a racist. So that's not a very believable take, is it? Got a couple of stories to read before we go back to the phone lines at 844-500-4242. Vic Orena was the acting boss of the Colombo crime family in New York. He's now 87 years old and has Alzheimer's disease. And he had a hearing for a compassionate release yesterday at the age of 87. Here's the headline in the New York Daily News. Alzheimer's has the former acting boss of the Colombo crime family thinking he's president of the United States. And meanwhile, the president of the United States... Well, you fill it in for yourself. He's imprisoned, by the way, at FMC, Federal Medical Center at Devens in Ayer, Massachusetts. That's where Carlos Danger was, Anthony Weiner. And sometimes his lawyer said he thinks that he is the warden of FMC Devens. But most of the time he thinks he's Joe Biden. And again, we don't know who Joe Biden thinks. Well, Joe Biden thinks sometimes he's Jill Biden. He said that, right?
It's like in The Sopranos when Corrado Soprano, the de facto boss of the family, he gets old and has dementia. They called him Don Squirrelione in the papers.
That's pretty good. There was another guy at Devon's back in the day, he said he couldn't. He couldn't go to or he said he had to take 50 enemas a day. Remember him? And we used to call him Public Enema Number One. He was from Providence. 844-500.
Ha 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 ha.
I know. They let him out and he died a couple of weeks later. But that's one of those things. All right. Meanwhile, they're having another. Bill Gates is another one of these guys who's extremely concerned about not only global warming but also about everybody getting the shot. His daughter Jennifer Gates is getting married in Westchester County on Saturday. She's 25, and she will wed her fellow equestrian, Nael Nasser, Saturday, at the 124-acre, $16 million farm in North Salem, which is in Westchester County, that her billionaire parents purchased for her shortly. It was her graduation present from when she got out of Stanford University. $16 million for her graduation present. And so the staff have been working around the clock these last few weeks to construct massive raised pavilions with floor-to-ceiling glass windows on the lawn of her horse farm and what appears to be large semicircular stage that abuts the structures. And people have been complaining, so they've been going around to the neighborhood giving everybody in the neighborhood a lovely bottle of wine and a nice embossed card from Jennifer and her fiancé saying, please bear with us. I wonder how many jets are flying in, private jets. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
Chatham, down on the Cape. A teenager was eating near Harding's Beach on Monday when he was bitten by a coyote on the ankle, and the animal made off with a portion of his lunch, police said. The victim was a 16-year-old who they did not identify, was sitting on a blanket eating with a friend around 8 p.m., so it was dark when the coyote approached. It bit the victim on the right ankle. The two teenagers ran away and watched from a distance as the coyote enjoyed their dinner before scurrying into the dunes.
They're just a human being.
Good Lord. 8445. So they're saying a lot of coyotes have been seen on at Harding's Beach in that area.
You thought you just had to watch out for sharks.
I know. We are close to Harding's and had a pack of three cross in front of us this past weekend. Definitely made us stop and turn around. A young child was attacked by Wile E. Coyote at North Herring Cove Beach in Provincetown. In August, a woman was hounded by a coyote when she was out for a walk on Race Point Beach. In Arlington, that's not on the Cape, outside of Boston, Somerville, two-year-old girls were attacked by a coyote in separate incidents last month. How many more, Mr. Speaker? 603 says never bring a sandwich to a coyote fight. And 413 says, I'm sure all the guests at the Bill Gates daughter wedding, will show their vaccination cards. Yes, I'm sure they will. One more thing before we go back to the phones. There's a mayor's race pending in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. The mayor of Washington is the only one who's standing with Governor Charlie Parker in his determination to beggar his motorists and her motorists with this transportation climate initiative tax on gasoline. Mayor Muriel Bowser, she hasn't said if she's running for re-election or not. But yesterday, a city councilor named Robert White announced that he's going to oppose her. He's at large, which means he runs across the whole city. So he's got a citywide base. And so immediately after Robert White, city councilor, announced that he was running for mayor against Muriel Bowser, who hasn't said whether she's running for re-election or not, another city councilor announced, a district city councilor announced he's running for mayor too. Would you care to guess what his last name is, Taylor?
Well, I already know.
Yeah. White. What a coincidence, huh? We've talked about this before. This happens a lot in cities. I've seen it happen repeatedly in Boston. It happens elsewhere. The incumbent has got a little bit of a problem. So someone gets in who could be a credible candidate. So what happens? Somebody with the same last name as the counselor gets in. And this guy, Trayvon White, who's running against Robert White, decided he didn't have an event at a hotel or a function hall or buy time on TV or radio. He announced it on Instagram. It's almost like he wasn't a serious candidate. But, you know, what made me think of him is Charlie Parker was talking nonsense about global warming yesterday and snowstorms. He'd never seen a snowstorm, apparently, until 2015 when he became governor. He was 55 years old. He'd never seen one. He said that last night. We played the cut. And this guy, Trayvon White, he made a comment about a snowstorm in Washington a few years back that became very well known, at least for a very short period of time. I'm looking for it here.
It just started snowing out of nowhere this morning, man. Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, man. This climate manipulation. And D.C. keep talking about we're a resilient city. And that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate to create natural disasters they can pay for to own the cities, man. Be careful.
The Rothschilds are causing the snowstorms in Washington, D.C. That's according to City Councilor Trayvon White. 844-500-4242. And just to mention, try not to let this destroy your faith in Democratic Party politicians in Southern California. A Los Angeles City Council member and And he's also a former member of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. And the former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday, yesterday, in connection with a scheme in which the PAL allegedly promised to steer lucrative city contracts to the school if it gave his son a scholarship at a professor's job. Counselor Mark Ridley-Thomas, 66, and Marilyn Louise Flynn, 83, are expected to be arraigned in the coming days on charges of conspiracy, bribery, honest services, mail fraud, and honest services wire fraud.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
He was trying to get a job for his son, who was a former member of the California Assembly, who was run out of the California Assembly a few years back because he was up on sexual harassment charges. So he needed a job, and the job needed the man. And they were going to give him a scholarship, and then he was going to become a full professor. And in return, USC was going to get a lot of city contracts instead of no bids or anything like that. By the way, Counselor Mark Ridley-Thomas, he has a PhD of his own. He's doctor. He's not just Counselor Ridley-Thomas. He's Dr. Counselor Ridley-Thomas to you. It's from the University of Southern California. He's a Trojan. He got his PhD in ethics. Could we have the Ted Knight laugh on that one, please? And now he's been indicted for unethical actions. Criminal actions. 844-500-4242. And again, just want to mention this one more time. I mentioned it earlier. The average new car price hit a record $45,000 in September. That's according to Kelley Blue Book. $45,000 as discounts dwindle and buyers in the market gravitate towards high-end models. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie. Over here in Vermont, our the chairman of our local Biden fan club, Governor Phil Scott, has ordered state employees to either be vaccinated or be subject to weekly testing and face diaper wearing, both indoors and out.
Well, now, as bad as that sounds, Gary, that's better than getting jabbed or you get fired. You know what I mean?
But what's also included in the attestation form that troopers and their civilian employees are told to sign is a statement saying that in addition to being vaccinated, they also have to attest under penalty of termination that they will follow any future mitigation ordered by the state, their agency, or the federal government. So there are fully vaccinated state employees being punished by Scott because they refused to sign that form, signing away their rights. Now, who in their right mind would sign a form saying, I agree to do whatever Joe Biden says or his progressive handlers in the future?
Yeah, it would be difficult to sign such a thing. Plus, I mean, you have a union. You pay your union dues. The union negotiates a collective bargaining agreement, right? I mean, this is in total violation of any. I don't know what the contract is in Vermont, but it's in violation of any contract. No union in their right mind would sign such a provision, right?
They've accepted it here.
The union has.
Yeah.
Unions are such a disappointment in this whole matter, aren't they? I mean, they're just say in Massachusetts, they went into court, they made a pro forma. A complaint against the vaccination mandate. They got slapped down, as we knew they would. And now the people who don't want to get the vaccination on the state police have had to hire their own lawyer. The union has just basically washed its hands of the whole thing. And it sounds like that's what's happened in Vermont. I mean, these unions are in the back pockets of the administrations. It's just, it's pitiful. And the thing is, Vermont has, I think, the highest vaccination rate in the country, and they're having all kinds of coronavirus so-called breakthrough cases. Am I right, Gary?
That's exactly it. And all it did is prove, all it proves is that Vermont's radical lockdowns and controls just put off the inevitable. It's going to go through society. You know, some places like Vermont, it's just taking longer because of our controls that they instituted.
Right.
But it's going to go everywhere.
And I know Vermont has a small population, but on the other hand, the rate of fatalities is very small, isn't it? I mean, I think it's number 49 or number 50 in terms of per capita or per 100,000 residents, correct?
Correct. Now, throughout this whole pandemic, Scott and his administration always bragged about we're the model for America. Now they're scratching their head wondering why we're the outlier in New England.
Yeah, they do. Vermont currently has the highest rate of infections in the six-state region. And, you know, another thing, you know another way they were the model for New England? Governor Scott, I believe, a Republican, a rhino, was the first governor in the country to say at last Thanksgiving that that students who are coming back to the public schools should report their parents to the school administrators if they attended Thanksgiving dinners with people outside their immediate family and more than a certain small number of people. That didn't go too far, but, you know, he tried to do it. It's pretty outrageous that he tried to do it, isn't it, Gary?
Yes, it is, and they set up a state police hotline, a snitch line for people to turn in neighbors and businesses.
I got to look at the Massachusetts snitch line again. I haven't looked at it for a couple of months. By the way, and then two or three members of the Vermont State Police have been terminated because they were counterfeiting vaccine passports, or allegedly counterfeiting vaccine passports. So I guess that kind of helps. You know how you know what people need if you're running, if you're operating the snitch line. Thanks for the call, Gary. 844-500-4242. There's so much going on in the world, as we all know. We were just talking about it again. What's happening with the vaccines, the mandates? The Navy is getting ready to start giving people dishonorable discharges if they won't get the jab. You want to keep up with the news, but you don't want to hear about it 24/7. You just can't, or you'll go crazy. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. And the new Everyday Earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. The new Everyday Earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look and feel, and optimized gel tips for a perfect in-ear fit. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mode, podcast listening, blues, instrumentals, etc. Balanced mode, that's for podcast listening, rock, heavy metal, rock, etc. And bass mode for hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. I'll stick with the pure and the balanced mode, not so much the bass mode. You know, there's more and more music being canceled every day, too, in addition to everything else. If you may have seen, the Rolling Stones have decided to stop playing Brown Sugar. I could never understand the lyrics of Brown Sugar until I saw them printed online the other day. I never really understood except a few fragments of it here and there.
Yeah, I got the chorus. That was about it.
Yeah, really, exactly. I mean, they had such a nice beat. Who the hell cared what the words were, right?
Exactly.
And a reporter asked Keith Richards, said, "Why'd you take Brown Sugar out of the notation?" And Keith Richards laughed and said, "You noticed, huh?" But anyway, you can still listen to Brown Sugar and all the other censored music that's being canceled.
How dare you?
Sorry, Greta. You don't have to listen to it, but you can listen to whatever you want with your Raycons. And Raycons offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen for a long time to whatever you want to listen to. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Nine says, just ordered my Raycons today with my 15% Howie discount. You'll enjoy them. You'll You'll be glad you got them. 844-500-4242. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Howie. I'm an employee for the state of Vermont, and I did not attest to you being vaccinated or not. So for the past month, everyone like me and my agency has had to test for COVID-19 every Thursday. But every single person, their tests have been rejected, so they're not actually accepting any of our tests.
Well, why are the tests being rejected? Is there? I mean,
I don't know. It could be that they're sending them late. You know, Phil Scott might not want, you know, a bump in cases. You know, politically.
Hey, guess what, Sean? He's already got a bump in cases, right? What does it matter when you're number one in the whole region at this point?
He doesn't want it worse, that's for sure.
You know, here's the thing, Sean, though. Ultimately, what the hell does a case mean? It means nothing, doesn't it?
Oh, well, the whole scam has been based off cases, so we need...
Right.
See, he can't stop. So, but then he makes me drive an hour every Thursday. I've been working from home for a year and a half. Now I have to drive an hour to get tested, and then they don't even send the test to the corporation.
How much does this cost you, by the way?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I have a pretty manly truck, so probably like, you know, $15 a gallon.
No, but I mean, how much does the test cost?
Oh, I would imagine.
Oh, was it covered by insurance?
They pay for it, but the fact it's probably like $100, I would imagine. And I've seen a cardboard box full of maybe 100 tests, so, you know, 10 grand a week.
And then they're not accepting them. So it's just money down a rat hole.
Well, it's probably not a good time to be boosting the numbers on these cases, you know.
So what are they going to do? How long? What's your deadline? The deadlines are now being announced. Like, if you go online, it's just, you know, one state, one agency, one branch of the military. They're just all announcing that here's when the deadlines are. You have to do this, et cetera, et cetera. When do you have a deadline, or can you just go through this this charade every week for the rest of your life?
I'm hoping it's going to be a charade. There's no deadline, at least for me. I sit in the basement and click away at a computer. But there's no requirement.
As long as you're not seeing anybody, what the hell do they care?
The thing is, they probably want the state of Vermont to say, "Look, at our 99% of our employees are vaccinated," but the emails I've been getting, it's like...
Right, but again, you know, here again, we come back to meaningless numbers, because doesn't Vermont have the highest vaccinated percentage in the United States of America? And yet, now the number of quote-unquote cases is spiking, correct?
The cases are spiking. The problem is, they based the whole thing off of cases in the beginning, right, which is a total farce.
Right.
The PCR test is not based off of the DNA.
I know. There's so many farces. It's just one among many farces. Good luck, Sean. We'll take some more calls when we get back. I'm Howie Carr.